Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said it doesn't do any good to sit up and take notice if you keep on sitting. We're happy to have this privilege of Bible study again. We're always glad that you're listening to Bible Meditations. We do hope that our studies together are of help to you and that all of us feel better about our responsibility toward God as a result of our study. All right, we return now looking at the statement that Paul made to the church at Corinth when he was writing to them about some of the problems they faced and some of the things that were needful in regard to their spiritual life. He tells them in chapter 1 and verse 10 that he's making a request of them. It's a very serious request. He says, "I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." That is, it's through his name, by his authority, that we are calling upon you to do something. Now, what is it he wanted them to do? He said, "Don't have division among you." It isn't hard to be able to see that there was division there. Now, let me make another point. If division that existed at that time needed the words of the Apostle Paul telling them not to be divided, then what does our religious world need today? Are not the same words needed for men and women today? We're certainly divided. You can't look in any community about you without seeing many different churches. And not only do many different churches exist, they teach different things. They each have a reason, separate reason, for their existence. And so unity is not present, but rather division is present. You couldn't get all of the preachers of the town together and get them to agree doctrinally on anything that is presented. They wouldn't all agree. They each take different views and go in different directions. But Paul tells the church at Corinth, "I want you to be united. I want you to all speak the same thing." Now, I can almost hear someone saying, "Oh, yes, that's impossible. We could not all speak the same thing." Well, this week we've tried to show that we could speak the same thing if we were all saying what God said. But the problem is that instead of just saying what God said, some of us feel like we have a right to speak when the Word of God is not spoken. We believe that we have a right to make our own rules. James chapter 4 and verse 12 says there's just one lawgiver. I'm not that lawgiver, neither are you. There is one lawgiver, and we must abide by his laws. We're not at liberty to say, "Well, I know this is what God said, but I don't agree with that, and so I have something else to offer." I'm not going to try to advocate that we force people to all believe the same thing. I don't believe that's the way it ought to be. And I'm sure that God doesn't want servants who are constricted and who are demanded to teach what he has said for them to teach. But at the same time, God is happy with those who will do what he instructs for them to do and say what he has said for them to say. Well, when somebody says, "Well, we are all divided, but after all, we can't see things alike. We are not able to see things alike, and therefore, that's where the division comes from." It amazes me that a person can make an argument like that, and if we were to apply that argument in regard to a school situation, they would argue that's not valid. For instance, suppose someone goes to a class in mathematics, and the teacher makes the statement, 2 + 2 = 4, What would happen to the student who comes forward and says, "That's just the way you see it. I don't see it that way"? The way I see it, 2 plus 2 equals 5, and so my answer's correct, just like your answer's correct. Well, how long would it take for a teacher to straighten that out? There is a standard of right and wrong, and the teacher would remind that student. And that student would be held responsible for that standard and abiding by it. Well, that's pretty much what we have in religion. People turn to the Word of God and see what the Lord has said and then say, but I don't see it that way. And I have my own view on that thing. Well, as a result of it, we're divided. Paul says, don't be divided. Everyone speak the same thing. Everyone speak as the oracles of God. We appreciate this opportunity of Bible study. Hope you'll listen again on Monday. In the meantime, remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.